So if we can take our seats and get started. My name is Sam Green. I'm an analyst with the Moscow Center of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And the theme of our next session, our current session, as was alluded to in the first session, is looking at supply routes, pipelines, and trying to decide whether we're talking about economics, politics, or some mixture of the two, and if so, what that mixture might be. We have a very good panel of experts with us for the rest of the morning, including Sławomir Debski, a historian and political scientist and director of the Polish Institute of International Affairs here in Warsaw, an expert on Polish-Russian and Polish-German relations. Jakub Godzimirski, a senior research fellow at the Center for Russian and Eurasian Studies of the Norwegian Institute for International Affairs. Roland Goetz, researcher at the Russian Federation Division in the German Institute for International and Security Affairs and an expert on Russian economics and EU-Russian energy relations. Tatiana Mitrova, who you know from the first section from the Center for International Energy Market Studies at the Russian Academy of Sciences. And Jens Müller, head of communications of Nord Stream, the international joint venture for the new pipeline through the Baltic Sea. Hopefully I haven't forgotten anybody. Before we start, I just want to try to shape the conversation a little bit, abusing the role of the chair. I've been coming to these discussions now for just about 3 years. Obviously, a lot of people in this room and at this table have been having these discussions for a lot more. But in my experience in the last 3 years, this conversation has gone almost nowhere. We've sort of been asking the same questions for years, and we've been getting a lot of the same answers for years, and they've remained unsatisfying to a large degree, which is why we find ourselves asking the same questions again. There's probably a lot of reasons for this. When we talk about issues from the European side, Europe is now discussing the idea, I think, of creating the position of a high representative or special representative for energy security and climate change without a real understanding of what energy security means to the European Union or a real understanding of where climate change policy should reside at the national level or at the level of the common market. On the Russian side, we've faced the problem often that many of the key Russian institutions, Gazprom in particular, have not always been willing to join us around the table. I think today we're lucky in that we have a leading expert on Gazprom in the person of Tatiana Mitrova, and we have a representative from Nord Stream in the person of Mr. Mueller. Hopefully we'll be able maybe to take a step forward, but I would ask all of the participants around the table today to think about what is qualitatively new about what we can say today as opposed to some of the things that we've been saying for several years now already. The format will be as follows. Each presenter will have approximately 15 minutes to make their presentation. We'll start with Mr. Godzimirski and then follow in the order that you have in your programs after that, with the exception that Ms. Mitrova will comment on all of the presentations at the end. So, please.